The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a house, who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing in the market idle. And he said to them, Go you also into my vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you. And they went. Again he went out about the sixth, and about the ninth hour, and did in like manner. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and said to them, Why do you stand here all the day idle? They said to him, No man has hired us. He said to them, Go you also into the vineyard, and whatever is right you shall receive. When the evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, Call the laborers, and beginning with the last, pay them their hire even to the first. And when those came who had been hired about the 11th hour, they received each one a denarius. But when those came who had been hired first, they thought that they would receive more. And they received each one a denarius. And when they received it, they murmured against the master of the house, saying, These last have worked 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the heat. But he answered and said to one of them, Friend, I do you no injustice. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go. I will give to this last even as to you. Is it not allowed me to do what I will with my own? Or is your eye envious, because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside on his journey and said to them, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered up to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will deliver him to the Gentiles to deride, and to scourge, and to crucify, and on the third day he shall rise again. Then came to him the mother of the sons of Zebedee, with her sons, bowing down and asking something of him. He said to her, What do you wish? She said to him, Command that these two sons of mine may sit, the one on thy right hand, and the other son on thy left, in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, You know not what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink, and to be immersed with the immersion with which I am immersed? They said to him, We are able. And he said to them, You shall drink my cup, and be immersed with the immersion with which I am immersed. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it has been prepared by my Father. And when the 10 heard it, their anger was aroused against the 2 brothers. But Jesus called them to him, and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles act as lords over them, and their great men have authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whoever will be first among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came, not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And they went out from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, 2 blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David! And the multitude charged them to be silent, but they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David! And Jesus stood still, and called them, and said, What do you wish me to do for you? They said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. Jesus had compassion on them, and touched their eyes, and their eyes immediately received sight. And they followed him.